Did your parents ever embarrass you in public? We want to hear all about it. There's a good chance it happened at some point in your life. Maybe it was recently, maybe when you were younger. Maybe you embarrassed your kids. You can text us this morning at 92925. And this mom, this has gone viral in the last week or so. It was at a baseball game, San Diego Padres taking on the Giants. And during, I guess it was between innings, one of the moms got up and started dancing. And she was with her two teenage sons and her husband. And the mom was dancing for like a good 2 minutes to Florida's Low.
Yeah.
And she was just shaking it, right?
So she's a hot mom.
Yeah, she's a hot mom.
Yeah, she's very cute.
Thing is, when you're a teenager and your mom gets up and starts dancing like that, it's mortifying, okay? And one of the teenage boys, you see him, he starts putting his head in his shirt.
Yeah. Because
this is on the Jumbotron. So there's like 30,000 people in the stadium, and this mom's just dancing to Florida Low, and she's just enjoying herself.
Yeah. Left, right.
And you even see her, the father is sitting in his chair, and he's dancing in his chair at the same time. So it got me thinking of all those times my father used to embarrass me. We used to go to the grocery store, used to talk to everybody, and at one point he used to sell magnets.
Yeah.
Like magnetic therapy. So it was like little knee pads or mattress and insoles, and he had these magnetic balls that he would rub on your legs, mm-hmm. on your arms when you had pain. And I remember once at hockey coming out of the room, and there was a couple mothers there, and he was just like, "Let me fix your pain.
Let me rub my magnetic balls on your arms."
Dad, what are you doing? I remember just walking right outside.
Really?
I'm like,
I don't know. I never got embarrassed by my parents. I come from a family of goofballs. I look at the video, and that's me. Mm-hmm. That was my mom back in the day, and my parents used to come to all our cheerleading games, and they had pots and pans, and they were always loudest.
And,
yeah, and but everybody called them papa, mama, and everybody loved it. I guess it wasn't their parents either. Mm-hmm. They were always like the coolest parents, and I never felt embarrassed from that. And so I do that to my kids all the time.
You're now that mom.
I'm now that mom, and I just find it fun and funny, and why not? Life's too short.
Life's too short. You don't think you're embarrassing your kids at this point?
Like I probably am, but I really don't care. I'm out to have a good time. I think so.
All right. Have your parents ever embarrassed you in public? You can text us 9295. Sam, I know you've told us a few stories about your dad.
Yes.
Right?
Well, and you know, let's just get the record straight. I embarrass my parents a lot more than they embarrass me. Okay. and they can attest to that. But we were shopping at a department store one day. The whole family was there, and my dad's out of the changing room in his tidy whities. walking around, asking where my mom is. I'm like, you realize you have no pants on. And everyone's just like shooting for the sides of the store. Like no one wanted to come within like a 10-meter radius.
It's brutal. Have your parents ever embarrassed you in public, maybe in front of your friends? Maybe it happened growing up. You can text in 9925 talking about this mom. She was caught dancing on the Jumbotron at a baseball game to Florida's Low, and her two teenage sons were there, and they were just mortified. And then when the cameraman saw that one of the sons was so embarrassed, they zoomed in on him. The mom starts pointing at him. Like, look.
She's rubbing it in.
Go to him.
She's a cool mom.
I really like that.
I could see myself doing something like that.
The father, too, was there as well in his chair dancing as well.
Yeah.
So I imagine, 30,000 people. It's pretty embarrassing for a teenager, though, right? Like, think about it.
I don't know. I think it's fun.
All right. Some texts coming in. Somebody said, my mother got my name tattooed on her leg after I moved out at the age of 13. My old man made me smoke an entire pack of cigarettes when he caught me smoking one time with a friend. Now I'm smoking two packs a day. Thanks, Dad.
Oh.
Some bad parents.
Sounds more like a health hazard than anything.
No kidding. When I was 16, my mom dropped me off at some random boy's house at 3 a.m. Why would she do that?
At some random boy's house?
This is raising some issues, actually, this morning. This is going in.
Doesn't make the Jumbotron look so bad.
Yeah, I know. This is going in a complete different direction. We have Dave on the phone. Tell us how one of your parents embarrassed you in public.
My girlfriend's mother farted in a shopping mall and told my girlfriend, oh, Kemi, what did you do?
Oh, she blamed it on you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so all the people near them, like, heard it, and, yeah, she still hates her for that.
Yeah, you don't forget about that. That's awful.
Way to take one for the team, Dave.
Yeah, no.
You're a good man.
Good man, Dave. All right, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Got to do what you got to do, right?
Fart stories are embarrassing no matter who does
them,
right?
All right. Thanks for the text this morning, 9925. I hope I'm not going to be that parent who's going to embarrass my kids.
Come on.
Are you kidding?
Just be yourself. You will.
You actually think?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Bust up the robot.
Sheena says she's like that Jumbotron mom. I love to dance at hockey and baseball games or sing or move if 80s music is playing in front of my kids.
Absolutely.
They hate it. Okay.
Do it.
All right.
And own it.